Die Lesotho Hoogland waterskema se hoofdtonnel na Suid-Afrika is verlede week gesluit sodat instandhoudingswerk gedoen kan word. Nou die tonnel is so wat 45 km lank en sal vir 2 maande gesluit wees en dit sal beteken dat geen water in hierdie tydperk van Lesotho na die Vaaldam sal vloei nie. Sputnik Kratau is die woordvoerder van die Departement van Waterwese en Sanitasie is op die lyn. Sputnik, welcome to the show. The tunnel was scheduled to be closed last week. Was it actually closed?
Good evening and thanks for your time. Yes, it was closed. It's closed from the 1st until the 1st of October until the 30th of November.
It will be closed for 2 months, or it's scheduled to be closed for 2 months. How often do you need to do maintenance on the tunnel?
Well, it depends. And the last maintenance that we did on the tunnel was in 2012, which means it was about 7 years ago. So it is anything between 5 and 10 years that we have to do inspections and maintenance.
Who does the maintenance?
The Lesotho Highlands Development Authority, as well as the Trans-Caledon Tunnel Authority, the TCTA, are the two parties that are responsible for the work of the inspections and the maintenance work. Mm.
Of course, it may have a big impact on Gauteng. It is one of the major water sources. In September, the department did not foresee any significant disruptions or a significant impact on residents and businesses in Gauteng. Although Johannesburg, the Joburg Metro, has introduced some water restrictions, is it still your view that there will be enough water in the system, in the Vaal system, to provide the water we need here in Gauteng?
Well, at the moment, that's what we believe, because when we look at our weekly reading of the dam levels across the nation, as in last week, Tuesday, we were aware that the integrated Vaal River system was at about 76% of capacity, while the Vaal Dam itself was at about 54.7%. So we are not expecting that we would have to institute any restrictions at the moment. Obviously, each municipality would then look at its own consumption patterns, and based on what it sees and in terms of what is also available within its reservoirs, those kind of localized decisions can then be taken. And that is how the city of Johannesburg made that decision for those areas within its jurisdiction.
How dependent is Gauteng on water from Lesotho?
Well, the Lesotho Highlands Water Project gives us about 27% of the capacity of the integrated Vaal River system. But you must remember that the integrated Vaal River system is a system of consisting of about 14 dams, not about, actually exactly 14 dams, of which the Vaal Dam is but one of them. And therefore, we still have about 73% of the water within the system that comes from the catchment areas of South Africa, mainly the Free State, parts of Mpumalanga, the Northern Cape, as well as the Northwest.
So the message is the maintenance is scheduled. It is going according to plan, hopefully. But Gauteng should be okay. We should have enough water without any major disruptions.
At the moment, we don't foresee any disruptions at all. Gauteng will still be able to have enough water to take us through until the end of November, when the tunnel then gets back into operation. But obviously, the issue of water conservation and water demand management can never be undermined. And that is why it will remain, the central message from the Department of Water and Sanitation.
Just lastly, the Lesotho Highlands Water Scheme is a big one. There are many phases. Currently, there is talk of the implementation of the second phase. What is currently the status of the second phase?
Yes, phase two of the Lesotho Highlands Water Project is scheduled to begin, but we must remember that phase two will mainly be work in Lesotho itself, within the Kingdom of Lesotho. And we are expecting that we should be able to derive water from the second phase around about the year 2025 or so. So the Lesotho Highlands Development Authority has already started with some of the work in preparation for the major works towards phase two, as well as in the awarding of some of the initial tenders of some of the work that is in preparation for phase two.
Thank you, Sputnik. Dit was Sputnik Ratau, hy is 'n woordvoerder van die Departement van Waterwese en Sanitasie. Theo, die projek, die eerste fase is reeds in 1998 bekend gestel. Hy is al meer as 20 jaar aan die gang, kan jy dit glo?
Ja, ek dink hier's 'n paar punte. Die eerste punt is, ons praat baie keer van onderhoud wat nie gedoen word op infrastruktuur nie. So ek dink, om hierdie tipe van gesprek te hoor en te sien dat dit's geskeduleer, daar's duidelik bietjie gedink agter dit. Ons is aan die begin van die reenseisoen in Gauteng. Hoopelik kry ons reën, normale reën. En aan die tweede kant is, ek dink wat 'n mens moet onthou is dat hierdie projek toe hy begin is. Hierdie projek is begin in die vroeë 90er jare. Alhoewel daar wel aan die Lesotho kant bedrogsake was wat mense inteneel tronk toe was. As jy gaan kyk na die TCTA, dit was die Trans-Caledon Tunnel Authority, en jy kyk na die bestuur daarvan, moet dit een van Suid-Afrika se spog staatsbeheerde entiteite wees in terme van instandhouding, in terme van state, in terme van dienslewering, in terme van skulddelg. En daar was 'n tyd wat die TCTA se skuldpapier in aanvraag was, wat dit gemaklik was om te plaas. Die oorspronklike Lesotho Hoogland waterprojek, die se lenings is vasgemaak teen rand-dollar wisselkoerse van 4.50 en is vir 5 en 10 jaar vasgemaak op daai tyd.
Ja, ek dink as jy ooit naby die Clarence omgewing is, gaan kyk daar by die tonnel loop daar in die Asrivier in. Dis eintlik baie indrukwekkend en ek het nie geweet 27% van die water wat in ons stelsel is kom uit Lesotho nie. Dis baie.
Dis 'n fenomenale hoeveelheid en onthou al wat jy eintlik doen is jy herlei sekere water. En jy herlei dit na Gauteng toe, sodat in ons stelsel inkom. Maar ja, ek dink dis 'n besondere projek en ek dink 'n mens moet hierdie is die tipe projekte wat 'n permanente verskil kan maak aan die ontwikkeling in 'n land. En ek dink dis die tipe infrastruktuur wat 'n mens nodig het.